Atlantis. The Sleeping Prophet Edgar Cayce stated that the people of Atlantis brought three cataclysms upon themselves. He said the first one occurred somewhere around 50,000 BC. Apparently, they had some sort of power source that was destroyed. The second one occurred 22,000 years later, around 28,000 BC, and it split their continent into three pieces. And the last one occurred about 10,500 BC when these three pieces of land sunk, killing many people and sending any survivors to other lands. There is a theory among some archaeologists that Atlantis was once a tropical continent, and the Earth's crust shifted. This shift is said to have moved the continents, putting Atlantis in an unfavorable position and causing a disaster of epic proportions. They claim Atlantis became Antarctica, and was buried under millions of tons of snow and ice, thus erasing any evidence of its prior existence. This may not be as silly as it sounds. Scientists have found that Antarctica had tropical forests at one time. Will humans someday stare in wonder as gleaming marble and gold buildings grow from the receding ice, revealing the greatness that once was Atlantis? Plato's description of Atlantis, the island city of Atlantis, is built on a volcano, within a vast fertile plain on an island continent. The plain is surrounded by mountains, which hold vast amounts of copper, tin and gold, used to decorate the temples and city. I guess it is important to remember Atlantis was first spoken in a fictional play by Plato, so there is a chance it never existed. Over the centuries, people have claimed Atlantis was in many different locations, but none seems to have been correct. On the other hand, it might turn out some of the ruins which have been found might have been from Atlantis. Could Atlantis be in the Bahamas? Ruins off the coast of the Bahamas reveal megalithic structures that are more advanced than the Great Pyramid in Egypt, but smaller. One of the most remarkable features of these ruins are the quarry marks. They are identical to those on the Great Pyramid. The stones in Bimini contain a great many maps of the sky. The ruins reflect a fascination for the number 5 and 9. The ancient Egyptians also felt these were very important numbers. Examples of a checkerboard calculator system were found on top of the Great Pyramid, in which these numbers played an important part. Some astronomers believe this grid was somehow used to plot the rising and setting of the sun. The stones are so old that crystallization can be seen in the inside of broken hollow stones. The crystallization is so complete the insides of the stones looks like the inside of a geode. Recently worked iron and organic material was found inside an area that had been hermetically sealed. There are other areas with hermetic seals that are yet to be opened. These ruins contain roads, domes, rectangular buildings, unidentified metallic instruments and a statue holding a crystal containing miniature pyramids. Dr. Maxie Nash's Expedition 1973. Curly in photographs showed an eye inside the crystal not visible to our naked eyes. The cement used in building these pyramids was superior to the cement today. An opaque crystal tablet was discovered that displayed strange writing when the light was shone through it. Tiahuanaco, Bolivia is the oldest city ever found and is thought to be 27,000 years old. A calendar had been found there with the exact position of the planets and stars 27,000 years ago. It is believed that the ruins contain the same type construction. Could there even be older cities, and we just don't have evidence to prove it? Could Atlantis have existed in the waters off Japan? Well, some experts think so. Okinawa Island has great ruins off of its south shore, ruins which could have been a city, were discovered in 1995. Monolithic blocks were scattered along the seabed, but the shape of the structures were obscured by organic growth, but they looked man-made. A year later, an archway of fitted stones was discovered, with the stones fitted together in the same manner as the prehistoric buildings of the Incas. Later, in shallow depths, paved streets, staircases, plazas and pylons were found. Granite sandstone seems to be the material used in the blocks. One of Okinawa's oldest buildings is Nakajin Castle, which dates back to the 14th century, but the site may have been built in the beginning of the first millennium BC. Some experts think there is a similarity between the buildings under the sea and Nakajin Castle. Okinawans venerate their ancient ancestors who are buried in vaults. The word for these vaults is moai, the same word used by the inhabitants of Easter Island to describe the large statues scattered around the island. The undersea site doesn't seem to have suddenly been struck by a geological disaster. The buildings appear to be in good condition. It seems buildings may not have sunk in thousands of years. Unfortunately, since the currents are so strong, the buildings and ruins are constantly being cleaned, so carbon dating is out of the question. There are many more sites around the world that would be candidates for Atlantis, or Emu or Lemuria, or many other sites of legend, but the truth is at this point we don't even know if these places ever existed. What may be true is there was some kind of super society that built incredible structures all over the world, and most likely was in contact with others across oceans and continents. A meeting was held recently in Moscow by Russian explorers. The meeting discussed the existence of Atlantis and materials that had been found. Alexander Voronin, the director of the Russian Association for Studying Atlantis's Problems, stated Atlantis would be found. He felt various ruins located around the world proved the lost continent would be found. Buildings were found in the waters off São Paulo, a Brazilian island. A temple was found in the waters near Europe that was thousands of years old. Strange things are being found all over the world. Is it only a matter of time before Atlantis is found as the Russians think? Who knows? I hope they are right. Kirlian photography is a type of photography that displays the auras around an object.